Some of the Jewish converts to Christianity were saying that the Gentiles, the non-Jewish converts who became Christians, should follow the Mosaic law. That's the law given to them by Moses, concerning specifically circumcision and dietary practices. Practices that have been crucial to the Jewish faith. Yet others were saying that since Christ had fulfilled those laws in himself, it was no longer necessary to follow them. So the disagreement got heated and was threatening to divide the church. So, what did they do? Well, instead of interpreting the law for themselves, as each of them deemed fit, the Christians sent a delegation to Jerusalem, the big dogs, where Peter and the apostles were still living. They looked, you see, to a higher authority for judgment. Peter, who was the first pope, called the apostles together in a council about how to deal with the disagreement. You see, our Lord had not left the people orphans when he had ascended into heaven. No, God had known that disagreements would arise in the church. And so he had instituted an ordered structure through which the Holy Spirit would resolve them. God would speak through this teaching authority of the apostles,